Welcome to the Market Minute podcast with Jason Katz, a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager with Katz Wealth Management. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at jason.m.katz@ubs.com. I am Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate on Katz Wealth Management and host for today's podcast. So let's get into it, Jason. This morning on Fox Business, you said that commodities are positioned for a more prominent role in 2026. Tell us why.
Well, that's right. It's supported by two things, Jordan. One is the supply-demand imbalances last year. And then secondly, we're going to continue to have heightened geopolitical risks and uncertainties. So yes, UBS, we're bullish on copper and aluminum and agricultural commodities, but above all, we're constructive on oil itself and energy-related shares. So in 2025, there was a supply glut, not to mention gross underinvestment in the industry. This should all reverse in this new year coming up, and it should push prices higher. In fact, 67, I'm sure, is in sight by the end of next year.
Okay, so keeping an eye out for commodities, but then should we also keep an eye out for the S&P 500 next year?
I mean, without a doubt. I think by mid next year, you could be looking at 7,300. By the end of next year, we could be as high as 7,700. And it's predicated on similar factors that drove the market in the latter part of this year. That's an S&P earnings growth that should be at least double digits, 10%+. We're probably getting at least two more rate cuts. Inflation probably continues to moderate, not to mention we have tax cuts next year, easier financial conditions, and a reduced drag from tariffs, all of which is very supportive of equities.
Right. So then if we're keeping an eye out for commodities, we're keeping an eye out for the S&P 500, what about AI? It's been a prominent topic this year, but then where is it going next year?
So I think you're going to see a shift from the AI arms dealers to the adopters. You know, 26 will be a year of companies adopting, integrating AI into their business models. So the value creation is a shift from the enabling layer to the actual application layer. So don't think just capital expenditures on, say, data centers. Think about companies emphasizing monetization and real-world application. That's where AI is going. It's where it has to go to support all the spend that's occurred there.
Right. So then on the theme of things that are highly valued like AI, let's broaden out to the Mag 7. How is that going to perform for 2026?
Higher, albeit modestly. You know, in recent years, growth was scarce and everyone crowded into these mega cap big tech names. But growth isn't as scarce with the economy on solid footing. And that's why we've already begun to see, and we've talked about this throughout the year, a changing of the guard. So think small cap, mid cap, value, cyclical. And they benefit most because they're most levered to a domestically focused economic agenda. Not to mention small companies, mid companies in particular, borrow the most, so they benefit the most from lower rates. But I want to be clear about this. I'm not calling for the collapse of the Mag 7. Rather, it's a shift in leadership. So it signals a pivotal opportunity for our investors to reassess their allocations. And that's precisely what we've done preemptively. And it's what we'll continue to do as we get into the new year.
Right. It's what we've been doing for our clients, preparing for 2026. Well, thank you, Jason. That was the Market in a Minute. To our listeners, we hope you enjoyed this podcast. And be sure to like and share this podcast with family and friends. Have a great day.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship-summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.